Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ was much greater and more intense than the physical pain which he bore. There is no form or experience of sorrow or pain that he is not personally acquainted with, for he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was truly a man of sorrows, as he suffered more than any man. He endured the mental anguish of being a man full of faith among the faithless. His disciples constantly fell short of believing as he did. He endured the mental anguish of being rejected by his own flesh and blood. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. He endured the mental anguish of being constantly misunderstood. His disciples seldom grasped the spiritual nature of his kingdom. They thought it could be established by the work of the flesh. Many of his erstwhile followers today continue in this same error. He endured the disappointment of being let down by his friends in the hour of his greatest need. While he prayed and agonized, his disciples slept. He endured the heartbreak of being betrayed by one near to him and denied publicly by one of his closest friends. Judas betrayed him with a kiss. Peter denied him with an oath. He endured the spiritual agony of becoming sin for us. Being an obedient son, the main thing that he desired in the earth was to do his Father's will. Yet the only way that he could do his Father's will was to become sin and thereby be displeasing in his Father's sight. He could hardly bear this, which was to him a fate worse than death. Finally, he endured the anguish and shame of being declared an outlaw and an outcast in the sight of his Father. He endured the cross, despising the shame for us. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Do you worship him?